what I've heard.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. It's now 9:01, but we're here at 9 o'clock for our general discussion of the Board and County Commissioner Conference Room. We have all three commissioners present, and first up on our agenda is County Parks logo discussion. Wendy's checking to see if John was coming over or not, mainly because I think it's appropriate that he be part of that conversation, but if you guys want to move on without it, I don't know.
We could look at the Health Board Advisory Minutes.
Okay.
Real quick and see if he's going to respond. You know.
To me, this is almost like reading a prescription.
The minutes are?
Advisory minutes.
Okay,
so. Oh, God, that's not under my wing. I like it.
Right. I'm really not a part of this discussion.
Well, and if you look at these are from 2018.
Mm-hmm. What? May and. Oh, they're all over. July, January. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because one of the things in here was a committee bylaw review, and it was on hold until full membership is achieved. And they were going to be active recruitment, but it was never achieved. And that's part of why we'll be bringing some other things to you guys soon.
Yeah? Well, be nice to get these off the table.
I was talking to Dana Drum from Oregon Health Authority, who is the government affairs liaison of sorts with Oregon Health Authority, and she offered to come down and do a presentation discussion with us as a board as far as our obligations and responsibilities as the local public health authority. And is that something you guys would be open for or interested in?
I probably wouldn't understand any of it, but
okay.
Yeah, but we probably should have a public record briefing.
Okay. Well, we can
probably.
So these are minutes from May.
No, all the way
back to January. Actually,
January.
Do they meet every 2 months or every month?
They meet every month. We struggle with getting a quorum, that is something
October
that
October of 18. That's going back a ways.
So statutorily, down the way. This is something that, well, we can talk about later, but the Board of Health started in 1937 in Josephine County.
Mm-hmm.
And then statutorily it was required for a while, and then at some point it was not required anymore. And so the finding the purpose and what they do has been a struggle. Because if
right.
It's not required statutorily, then what are they advising or what are they doing? So.
Right. Has there been a motion
good question.
Out of any of those meetings for us to consider?
We have something that's going to be coming to you guys soon.
Ah.
So. Okay. Do you have any questions on any of these?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So just so you know, this is actually two different committees. We have three that are Board of Health.
Oh yeah, there's an EMS.
And three are EMS. So that makes sense why
that
the topics changed.
Explains the date. And the, yeah.
So you can see all the way in April 2018, we were talking about getting the ordinances and all that updated that we're still in the process of for the AMR contract, and so when we were told, oh, you don't have time to get some things done, it was frustrating because we were talking about some of those a long time ago, as you can see by the minutes.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I don't know that John is coming, so I don't want to waste your time, Sarah. So why don't you come on up and we'll get, if there's any, no questions on these two, can just say they're done.
No.
So EMS Advisory Board minutes and
I've already
Board of
signed
Health.
Them.
Okay. So we're here for the County Parks logo discussion.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
So I think we want to start this conversation, is I know that none of you were here when I was hired to be the Parks Director, but I was hired because I was really passionate about this job, and I have a business degree. I know how to look at numbers and fix them. One thing I want to do is revisit and share with you the financials of our department since 2014, because I don't know that you are fully aware of them. Apologize, and I'm probably going to be emotional through this, because I've worked hard since I've been hired here. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, that 2 years before I was hired, this department was severely in the negative. In 2014, we were negative $97,000 in one budget year. The year after that, negative $30,000. Then I enter 5 months into the fiscal year of 2016, and we ended with a positive $153.
Wow.
You look at today, and I have a carryover budget of nearly $500,000. Yes,
that's
that
amazing.
Has something to do with me, but it has something to do with the heart of every one of my staff. When I got here and I looked at the website, we had no marketing. Nobody could even tell me how many locations that I ran or what they were. That means the public didn't know what I ran or what we were. We have built marketing up. It's something that I have worked on since day one. In 2016, I came across our original logo from the 80s. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with it. but I saw this thing and thought, I need to do marketing. I went to my commissioner liaison at the time and asked him permission to get us a logo. It did take nearly 2.5 years. In August 2018, I finally proposed what was the Parks logo. I understand that never came to the full board of county commissioners. We can blame that on the fault of the one liaison who didn't do things properly, but that's no fault of my own. I beg you to please consider letting me have my own logo. I've been trying to discuss it for months now. I'd like you to take a look at other departments throughout Oregon and local areas where Parks has a separate logo from the rest of the county. I truly believe that it is because Parks has something to sell. We're selling parks, we're selling recreation. 75% of my revenue comes from camping. If I can't sell camping nights, this whole department fails, is what that comes down to. 18% comes from day use fees, and the remaining meager 7% comes from shelter reservations, ice sales, wood sales, and other things we can scrape up. When you look at my logo, it clearly says camping. I'm competing with other camping locations in the area. You have KOAs, you have county on either side of us, you have private RV parks. I have to compete with that. I'm in the real business market. Yes, I'm a part of the county, but I don't collect tax dollars. I've got to find a way to set myself apart from assessing taxes, collecting taxes, making political decisions, things that the public aren't always happy with when it comes down to the rest of the county. It is a struggle even today, 13 years later, for people to even know I'm self-funded. I hear it every single day. I pay my taxes. Why do I have to pay day use fees? Because I don't get your taxes, ma'am. And it's just something that I've built up that I'm passionate about. I think it's the way forward for me to continue to compete in the business that I have to compete in. I'm happy to, you know, look at other things if we need to change the font at the bottom in order to match yours. If you want to see a merged logo that we can use on things like the website or letterhead, we're happy to play around on our end. I have an amazing girl who does all my graphics, and she can modify and flip it around. I agree I was on the committee for the logo, but I was pretty disappointed, honestly. I felt like every time I said, here's what I see, here's my issues, here's my concerns, they were never answered. They were brushed under the rug. And even the final logo, when it came out, I thought we were told that there were going to be different versions to help different departments convey their message. This was presented at the manager's meeting, as it's not the final, it's somewhere to go, it's a discussion. Half the managers didn't love it, other ones said, hey, it's okay. And then all of a sudden, it was the final logo. I had no wrap-up after my last, hey, here's my concerns with it being five colors. I can't print shirts in five colors. It's expensive. That's one of the reasons we went with a one-color logo on our end. I love the county logo. I'm not bashing it. I think it is great for the county as a whole. But for me, Parks has something to sell. The rest of the county doesn't. And this is how I can continue to drive revenues. My goal is to be at $5 million here in the next few years. And we're quickly getting there. I've raised the budget over $500,000 in the time I've already been here. And I can't wait to continue to do more for my county and for my parks.
Well,
I appreciate your heart.
And clearly, you've done an amazing job as well of getting our Parks Department to respectability, not to mention functioning. And I think your the logo you guys created really was the first initial where everybody else said, ooh, we need to change the logo because we really realized what we had in the past. And I appreciate that you're willing to promote it still, but I'm hoping there's some way we can either incorporate or include the Josephine County logo on your same advertising and maybe leave your advertising in for a season, whether that's 3 years, 5 years, or forever.
Well, and my concern is that I didn't know before the fair that there were, there's more departments using their own logos than just fairgrounds and parks. Transit also has a logo. The veterans recently created one. I wasn't aware they did that. I don't think it's the one with veterans isn't, it's nothing says Josephine County on it. It's a V with a heart in the middle of it kind of thing. But it's kind of cool. They had both on the banner at the fairgrounds, which I think my tendency would to say that even if the parks are not receiving taxpayer dollars today, the taxpayer dollars and various things have acquired the parks through times, and it is still, they don't belong to Josephine County Parks, Inc. They do belong to Josephine County. And so there is still an accountability to this board in having that we are the ones elected to run things for the county, and we hire really awesome department heads to do that on our behalf, and you are doing a great job at that. I think the logo conversation is bigger than just one department. I think it's not fair that we off one. We kind of probably need to bring John in and have a bigger discussion about all of these departments that have other logos, because the policy when the last one was created was all departments will use this logo. And that's when we went to the triangle one. So when all of a sudden different departments are creating their own logos, we were already operating outside of policy. And it's not your fault, like you said, that, but I think it goes to show what you were saying, Darren, and why we needed a new one. To how we got to the final one is different conversations along the way. As much as it was a committee, the commissioners had the final say, and things were brought to the commissioners, and it was the commissioners that had decided we're not gonna do other departments. We're not going to change the trees. We saw those samples. We saw the samples with the different trees and stuff like that.
They never submitted that to me as a
I understand, committee. But at a point they, and there were other committee members that disagreed with, so it was one of those things, if you took the committee as a whole, people outside of the meeting said, I didn't agree. And so as far as looking at, okay, what does John bring to the commission? And we went through several different versions in the end that even the committee never saw. It was kind of at that point that John just kind of brought it to the board, because we ultimately were going to make that decision, and that's how we got to this one. Notice there's no lines or squiggles in the blue anymore and all that kind of stuff. And I think from my standpoint, I would support using both, that it have Josephine County on it, and then it can potentially we can look at if there are department logos and stuff like that. But I think part of this, again, is us building our brand of what is Josephine County. And as a whole, I would not support not using our logo and just using a department logo. I would want to see on signs both of them there if we continue to use department ones. Because, again, it is the marketing that you've done, but it is still part of Josephine County. And so even in the websites we looked at along the way had Josephine County, and some departments had different colors. This logo has the option of one color for your shirts and stuff like that. So it does have the ability to, and those predate when the policy came out that said we're going to go to one. So I understand that they historically may have had them, but at some point in the 90s, we came to one logo as a county and a policy that there would be one. And then we got away from it. But my concern is if there's other departments that may need to be a part of this discussion as far as the impact of Josephine County Transit. Fairgrounds has their own board by statute. It's kind of a different perspective that they kind of have a secondary authority that actually has statutory requirements. I think we maybe need a conversation to incorporate all of them, not just one. And if you make a decision for one, what's the impact with the others if we don't have that conversation as a whole? And John is who's head up the logo. It'd be good to have his feedback in it, but
I agree that John's important because he has to get the website together, but he doesn't have to make this department be fiscally responsible. He doesn't have to compete with the other businesses or make parks survive. He has nothing to compete with or to sell. He's hired to provide internal services. The public never sees him other than the website. And I just want to point out that when you look at marketing, I don't know how many of you have been through business classes or marketing, but marketing sells a specific thing and it talks about that specific brand and it builds brand loyalty. Many of you don't know when you buy Kenmore, you're really buying Whirlpool, they're the same. Mm-hmm. Disney owns over 100 companies that you would have no idea about them owning ESPN or Fox or any of these other companies because they don't use dual. I agree that yes, we're one county and I'm not trying to shun or say that we're not county, but it becomes very difficult when you start using two logos on absolutely everything. It just starts unbalancing. How do you make that work on letterhead? How do you make it look appeasing to the public without being confusing? The One Parks logo helps people convey that this is camping. This is where you come to the river. People don't know that when you go to Indian Mary, we have seven developed campgrounds and you need to go visit them all. That's something that we're working on very heavily. Not opposed to using both, but trying to think in reality of how that will work on every shirt or every business card or every website, that's hard to do.
But right now we have a team that is looking at a plan for that branding and that marketing layout so that no departments are having to make those decisions individually. That's something that John is still following up with Slate. That's still part of our contract as far as the brand, that they're going to be coming out with branding recommendations. And an email went out last week or the week before saying, wait, we're going to be coming up with recommendations of use and different things. So the reason why I said John is not because he's the IT director, but it's because who we as a board gave the project to and authorized to be the liaison for that. And there's conversations he's had with the board that I just don't want to disregard, that we gave somebody a task and they're still in the middle of it. It's not finished yet. Including the branding guide for departments, the grant, and for the layout has not fully been completed yet. We did a soft rollout at the fair. Mm-hmm. We have not dictated yet that this is what you put on everything yet. Now, granted, a couple people have done it on a couple things, yeah. But so far, we still have not had that branding guide issued yet that would give those those options. But you know, the one color thing—that's why there's options for this. For departments who can't afford multiple colors, there is the black white version or the solid color version or the gray version for the cost implications to help in that. But until John has that branding guide, we don't even know what we're challenging yet because they haven't made the recommendation yet for business cards and letterhead and the website and everything else. I don't personally want letterhead being with individual departments. That's never been. It's always been the county logo is letterhead.
Well, since a certain date, I'll agree, but there was a time when commissioners signed stuff with the Parks Independent logo. And so
I understand, but that is predating when we came up with a policy. And I mean, I've been with the county since 2002, 2003, and other than sheriff, but even on, you know, it's kind of one of those things that if we make a decision today about your department, we're going to have this conversation 5 more times with every other department. And until John is sitting at the table and we give direction with John of what we want the total thing, and we haven't seen the branding recommendation, I think for today I would ask that we not make a decision until we can have hear from these other departments or how it's being used, get more information before we make a decision. How are the logos being used currently? Where are they being used? How many departments have their own? How many are using it alone versus with the county logo? Let's get some more information so that we make a decision countywide that doesn't just put one off against somebody else or competing between departments, would be my recommendation. And it's not because I think we're not even done with the project recommendations yet. And I didn't know vets had their own until I saw it at the fair. And
they have nothing to sell or compete with, though. It doesn't make sense for them to have their own.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying that I don't think that that is going to hurt your selling either. I think that there's a way to do it that maybe we ask, because we had heard that we were going to have the department name separate. And we'd had some conversations, but there are other departments that are going to say, well, if you gave that to Parks, you need to give that to us. And if you did this over here, we need to do this. So I think it's a bigger conversation than just making a decision today. Not because I don't think you've made an impassioned one, and I don't want to hurt your progress in any way. And I don't want to lose you in your momentum here. You are an incredible, valuable part of our team. And I don't want you to feel devalued in any way, because that's not our intent at all. Yeah.
Okay, I look at this thing as Josephine County is the parent company. It's like Carrier Corporation is United Technologies, is Carrier, Bryant, and everything, but each one of them has their own brand, their own logo, because they're selling different things. I see your point, a very valid point, that she needs a one-stop, not a busy paper, because we all got to get in on the success that Parks is doing, and she's not asking to tap off of the successes of Josephine County. It says Josephine County Parks.
There are no parks without Josephine County. But go ahead.
Can I finish?
Yep.
She is saying that this on the logo of a shirt, somebody that's walking and that's representing the parks and representing Josephine County, walking around the park, I don't think plastering a whole bunch of logos on there or two on there. This is the county's logo. This is the board's logo. This is the overall of the county. I have no problem, especially when you look at how many. I think you're absolutely right, Commissioner, that we need more input from the other departments. Because I'm guessing that you're the first one to step up and say something without, you know, and you're plenty nervous doing that. So, but you don't need to be nervous. We're just regular old people, all righty? And we love the hell out of you. So just, you're in good hands there. But I see merit in, especially in the marketing side of it. I could show you my business card and people, oh, you should have put. And I throw my business card out and people go, nice. It's this up here. But does it say it tell a message? No, this tells a message. This puts that this is the Parks Department. It's her budget. It's all the money to do her shirts comes out of her budget, right?
They're not individual departments though, Dan. And again, if
they're not.
They're not. They're all part of a whole. So
I
the difference between ESPN
this,
and Disney and all those others is those were acquired
departments.
Division.
They're each departments. They're not a department?
A department is a subdivision of. It
Correct.
Is not an
and
office.
It,
Sheriff's office is
logo.
A separate. Well, that's just it. Is I, again, would ask that we not make a decision today on this. that we give John a chance to have this conversation, and we also have some other, we need other information.
And so is John the pivot point of this? So in other words, if any of them have anything to say, they should say it to John?
John is who we designated to head up this process.
Is it John that you want them to go to?
I think they do need to start with John, and John needs to be at the table with that conversation.
Well, and I think we do need to have it with all those that would like to keep their own.
There's more than out there than just Sarah, I'm sure.
That's what I said. Vets, Fairgrounds, Parks, Fairgrounds, Transit, Sheriff.
Sheriff's got one too.
Yeah. He uses his badge.
I would ask that whatever we're going to do, we make a decision soon, because I have marketing waiting to be purchased and rolled out, and it feels very awkward not knowing what do I use, what do
well,
I not
you've
got use.
To have it on board for the beginning of next year.
And John has, this is the next part of Slate, is that John was going to be bringing forth stuff to us to make decisions on. So
I have a question, because the branding guide, as I understand it, the one that we're talking about waiting on, talks about colors, letterhead, business cards. It doesn't talk about other departments using their logo or how that integrates.
It does have portions on there of when you have to do things with our agencies, so like co-sponsorship, co-letters, co-different things. They talk about that you can do a primary and a secondary on different parts of the it does do all of that. So we do have the recommendations of when you use with multiple logos, single logo. That's all part of the recommendation.
Just in my 10 years with Parks, everything that Parks puts out marketing, it's usually different. It's vibrant. It's catching your attention. It's selling a specific thing, going with seasons. It would be very difficult to put my box into one template and say, this is your template for marketing moving forward. When you look at rec guides from other cities, they're just full of changing color, and the one standard thing is a logo. If you haven't had time, go look at other parks. Look at the successful parks, not the ones that simply exist. I'm not here to exist and answer a phone and keep the grass mowed. I'm here to push us to $5 million+ revenue. I want to integrate camps. I want to integrate, how do you build a fire? How do you put up your tent? How do you swim safely in the river? What do you do if you're caught in the undertow of the river? Those are things Parks needs to be conveying to the public. I think we have a public duty to do that. But it's going to take me a little while to get there. And the first thing I have to do is keep those camping dollars coming, because that's the only key, the only way I'm going to get to a $5 million revenue.
And you will get there.
I will get there.
And I like the idea of letting it marinate a little bit through John. I would hope you could at least consider how it might integrate on one of your advertisings, just a cursory view, so that when we do come back, we could see your point of view in color. You know, say, see how it doesn't work, or see how it does. Because like I said, it could just be the button.
For a double logo?
That goes into the corner, but yours is still premier on the advertising. But just some reference to the logo, how it would look. Because, I think it's easier to see on a visual then. And because that's, once we start the conversation with John, I'm going to ask the same thing from the others, Transit, Veterans, Sheriff.
Oh, add emergency management to it.
Fairgrounds,
and emergency
management.
I forgot about that one.
Yep. There is a...
There's just so many different facets to Josephine County. One deal isn't going to cover.
But we can't make the decision one department at a time.
Right. Nope.
We have to have
holistic.
A bigger conversation, and that's all I'm recommending is you have valid points, Sarah. Fairgrounds has their own valid points. They have a separate board. They're in a unique position where they actually have a different existence outside of the county, kind of, shared perspective.
And so do you guys, kind of, and so does Transit.
But there's a lot of places that get funding from different places, but they still are Josephine County.
Right.
And that isn't
something
the public...
I don't think anybody's trying to pry themselves away from being Josephine County.
But we can't have the argument that says, because I don't take taxpayer dollars in this format, I'm not part of the county, I can do my own thing. That conversation won't fly.
It's marketing. We've hired Sarah to market parks, not market Josephine County, but market parks.
But they are Josephine County parks.
So I'm not saying
I'm
not
saying don't
Josephine
forget
County
sight
Park,
of that it's
Josephine
County
Park.
Yeah. But they don't exist outside of the county.
I get that, but the county isn't all. They have one department that they want to take care of, and how is the best way to do that?
Yep. So to me, the bigger conversation that the dominoes of what you do with one, you have to take into consideration for all. Mm-hmm. And each has a different argument of a different reason and this and that, but there's more information to obtain.
We want to set it up to succeed. It's a good logo. The new Josephine County one. It's good and simple, I think. Especially, I look at it on the sheet you gave us. What was it?
Well, look at the.
Yeah, it's the minutes that I was looking at, I think.
Well, the old one was definitely a problem, but even we're in the process of. We can all agree on that. Why don't we use the seal versus every other department uses the logo versus, you know.
Right.
And if one does, do they all get their own logos? Again, what is the bond is that we're Josephine County. And what we are trying to do with building our new brand is that we are creating a brand for the county. And so that's something to consider. But again, bigger conversation is there's other departments impacted. And until we can have that bigger conversation.
Yeah, because that'll be the finishing conversation, I think, for the logo. Then the website will come out, mm-hmm. then everything will.
Because if we say, okay, those departments that use their own, then Slate will give us a recommendation of how those be used together with the county one. But we have to make that decision in the bigger picture than just, and reality is we're government too. We do marketing, but there's nothing we do that isn't paid for by taxpayer dollars. Even in new fundraising, it's still taxpayer dollars that pay for it. It's just not through the form of a property tax. It's still taxpayers. So,
well, this is a reminder that everybody else needs a logo upgrade too.
I thought the one I threw that was outside of Oregon was LA County. I thought it was interesting that even though they use their official seal for the entire county still, that Parks had modified theirs. Yeah. It was interesting to see.
Looks like it's 100 years newer.
Yeah. Well, it keeps to my previous, I had made a statement that most logos are circular. And it's just kind of when you look at most logos, you know, all that kind of stuff. But Sarah, thank you for all you do. And we obviously have to revisit this and get some more information from the other departments. And
I don't know how you got voted first, but thank you for taking the lead on
I think I'm the only one that's talking about it.
Does Grant, I don't see Grants Passes on here. Does Grants Passes Parks Department have a separate logo?
City of Parks of Grants Pass are very interesting. They have no recreational aspects at all. They don't put out an activity guide. They don't hold classes.
They
don't
provide a space.
Do anything but provide and maintain the parks themselves. Then they're all free because of their high tax. So they're very unique. Almost every city park that I know is putting out some kind of recreational classes and putting on events. You don't see them doing any of that, so they're
right. Well, they contract
parks.
That out to Recreation Northwest, right?
Yeah, they just do it in a different way.
Yeah, I was gonna look real quick, but
yeah, there's foreign exchange students coming in. I'm gonna be taking 2 15-year-olds for a while, which is gonna
really?
Be a whirlwind. But
oh my goodness,
I was talking to a girl that already has hers, and they were trying to find tennis classes, and they can't find a single tennis class here in Grants Pass. And I asked my sister, and they said, yep, tennis has to go to Medford. And that's unfortunate. I think there's a huge market there for putting on rec classes here in the city. That won't be me. I have enough county stuff to do. But
Parks and Rec used to handle the softball program when it was City League softball. And that they just priced themselves clear out of the market for that.
They're all just outsourced.
They get, you know, the sponsor team went from $50 to $400 when they find out the team said, we're not going to do that anymore. So that was the end of that. Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, so we
do
got...
Do we have some kind of timeline at all so we can get back to Sarah? She voiced the opinion that she needs to get something going, so is this going to be a year-long process? Or is
no,
this
but let me have John get back to you on where we're at, because again, he requested that email go out. He's not here today.
Okay.
So he had... We had sent out an email that you guys should have seen that I sent out, but John had crafted, asking, pause on the logo, we're going to get you guys some stuff. So he's going to bring stuff to us before it gets distributed for us to weigh in on.
In the next month, have to order annual day use passes for all of next year. All that marketing has to come along with the rack cards. And we only ordered about 1,000 brochures of each for our campgrounds, just knowing that something might change. But we're going to have to reorder all that shortly. So just appreciate the timely decision.
Sure. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, thank you. I'll leave that for you guys. I've got plenty.
A little piece of history. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a good day.
So the Azon reports.
City Parks doesn't have its own logo.
No.
At least not on the website. Liaison reports. I don't have any.
What?
It was a holiday weekend. I can verify that the dunk tank was working at Jubilee Park. I was able to hit it once. It cost me $3.
I saw Assistant Chief Gavlett go in several times.
Yeah, there were some ladies from the high school. I think cheerleading, I couldn't tell, but...
Mm-hmm. And we're going to go
the
over...
The cheer team does that every...
Yeah.
We're going over Illinois Valley Airport this afternoon, so...
Yep.
We'll get an earful of that.
I'm going to try to be there. I have, at the same time, my conference call for the fire meeting.
Oh.
So, but that's, I think close to wrapping this up, one huh? has to, yeah, we have our reports due at the end of the month, so. I passed out to you guys, AOC sent down with me just because I was at the board meeting. They put out a directory, a guide to Oregon counties, and I don't know who else.
Do they renew that every year?
Or maybe every two?
It says 1920 year, but I can tell you, I don't remember the last one I got a couple of years ago, maybe.
Right.
But these are just extra copies, so I'll put it out front, unless you know somebody you in the county should have it. Any other matters from commissioners?
No, I'm good.
I'll be going to, I'll miss the Harold Hoggard thing, which I wish I could be here for that, because Harold was really a nice guy and a good friend. I'll be up in Portland at the Billy Williams Summit on all day Thursday. So I'll be gone Wednesday afternoon and Thursday.
So one of the things that came out of the hemp symposium was the realization of a gap in the Oregon Department of Ag. If somebody is not necessarily selling, they don't have to test. So there is no monitoring of what plants are being grown. If they say they're not selling to anybody.
This is what happens when you let the growers write all the rules. Marijuana is not aside from that. When you let Peter Gendron and Anthony and Cheryl and Amanda write all the rules at the state level, you get nothing for the public or nothing for anything else.
Yeah, they're headed for an enforcement nightmare.
What I hear
for sure
from the public is they just want the rules to apply to everybody equally. If you...
Then you need someone to enforce them.
They want all of them to test, all of them to be registered, all of them to be legal.
All of them to verify their water.
And they want water rights for anybody. That we all live by those rules so that you enforce the rules equally. Is what I hear.
Did you get Mr. Jackson's email about water out in Williams?
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten 100 emails from Mr. Jackson. I don't know which
just
one you're referring
recent
to.
One.
Okay.
Then he talks about water. And there's some at the other day. I thought, you've got two guys up there for all of these water issues, and there is not one way they're going to be able to catch anybody at any time.
No, all complaint
driven.
Okay,
we're going to be in the Williams area on Tuesday, and everybody drags their hose out of the creek, and they walk the creek, and everybody puts their hose in as soon as they're driving down the road again. And everybody knows there's violations and water rights all over the place, and we're not getting any help whatsoever from the state government on any portion of it.
No.
So I got a letter on Saturday from the Secretary of the Interior in Washington, D.C., that I have been appointed to the Southwest Oregon Resource Advisory Council, For a 3-year term starting August 26th, I guess. It was said the date of this letter, but there's no date on the letter except a stamped one. So this is for the BLM RAC that we applied for 2 years ago. I took 2 years to get appointed, but have been appointed to that. So I thought I would let you guys know my appointment in the category of elected official is contingent on my continued status as an elected official. So anyhow, I got that Saturday, so I thought I'd share that with you guys.
Well, good news. Good to be represented on that.
Any other additional matters?
No, Annette's not here. Are you going to follow up with John on the logo?
Yeah, we've been texting.
Okay, thank you.
While we were here, so he responded to me. So
I think it's only fair to keep that one moving because we put her off for a bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The DC trip, I'm still trying to get some of that court canceled this week, but I've connected with Tom Kress from Douglas County Commissioner, and we're going to meet together with Undersecretary Jim Hubbard. I still need to follow up BLM. I have not got responses to my emails.
Right.
And I got a letter from the miners. I met this morning with Senator Merkley's chief of staff, and he flew out from D.C., and he's on his way out to Williams, and he's going to see the herb farm and some other farms out there. So I brought up the water issues and concerns.
Nice.
But the coalitions, the push right now is for the coalitions for the forest restorations. And I said that our concerns are that it takes revenues from the county. We don't want to abdicate our authority as a coordinating agency, and that they... as part of a collaborative, you kind of lose your voice as an individual at the table, and counties aren't willing to relinquish our authority there. Because we have specific things in the law about being coordinating agencies, and it's a separate function than a collaborative or a cooperating agency. And so we don't want to abdicate our authority, we don't want to lose our revenues, and we don't want roads decommissioned, and kind of the biggest forestry issue. So. So just kind of follow up with that.
It was interesting when Rocky McBay and I went to Jackson County for the road decommissioning of, like, it was called Sand Creek or something, a little road over there, and it was only 4 miles of road. It wasn't a big deal. They were going to rip it all up, and they were asking Jackson County, because I guess Jackson County had to give their permission to do that. And I asked, what's her, Elizabeth? Mm-hmm. I asked her afterwards. I said, so isn't it odd that you come and ask after you already let the contract rip that road up, that you finally come and ask if it's okay? What if they just said no? You'd rip it up anyway. Mm-hmm. I said, you do that thing, this is the way BLM works. They already have everything. I said, because I asked her at the meeting, I said, Have you asked for an RFP? Do you have an RFP on that project? Yes. I said, have you picked a contractor yet to tear that road up? Yes. I said, what are we doing here? Typical of BLM. BLM does that all the time. And I said, that's where I think where you're talking about being important. We need to be one of the first stops, not the last stop. Because when it's the last stop and you're dealing with the federal government, they're going to do it anyway. And all they're doing is check. I says, in other words, Elizabeth, so all you do is you're here today with your counterpart. You're here so you can go back and check the box that did you check with the local authority? Yeah. That's it.
In the time and manner.
There's no say in this whatsoever. You're going to do it anyway. And that's what we're interested in. You know, that, all these fires, I think, could have been avoided if you could have gotten to them. But you can't. I said, if you took a road and you wanted to just abandon it, that's one thing. Because you can always follow an aid in there at any time. But you want to rip them clear out.
That's why I told Merkley's this morning, I said, we don't object to a maintenance level 1, which is the lowest maintenance.
Exactly.
You're winterizing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it gets them off their books. We do not want them decommissioned.
Just abandon it, you know, so that you can go back in there and with an eight when you have to, and it's still a road.
Yeah. I think that'll be horse trails and bike hiking trails.
We had them, but those burn out too.
Yeah.
But they still have to be. So two of the roads that were recommended for decommissioning in the Briggs Valley were affected by the fires. One was used for fire response, and the other was cleared out in the fire. Now they're going to pay money to decommission it.
So,
yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Right. Stay on that one.
All right. Anything further?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. We're adjourned at 9:46.